I'm going to guess that I don't look like your average, stereotypical heroin addict. That's because I've been clean. Or maybe because the stigma the general public gives to the user is what we adopt as our own self-worth. And that's an ugly mental picture. If I could show you my intentions, behaviors, and conscience, you would see that all of my character has found a new identity. Heroin. When you're using heroin, everything becomes a reason to use it. You're upset. It will make you feel better. You need to celebrate. There's no better reason to get high. When the feeling of being high is not so high anymore, it's just feeling normal. When the fear and anxiety of not feeling normal sets in, then survival mode is to get heroin at any cost. This obsession hijacked every part of my existence. Before I think about food to eat, water to drink, or even sleep, I first have this insatiable need to find the drug. Heroin changes your perceptions. I was wearing magnifying glasses. All I could ever see was heroin, close up. The meaning of relationships are reduced to how I can use this person to get me some heroin. The reason to have a job is no longer to meet my basic necessities in life. It's just to make money for heroin. You no longer see the value in money. All you know is how much heroin the money is worth and how long it will keep you from feeling really ill, because without the drug, you do not feel normal. I don't want to talk about the new level of morality our community is living under. We know about the crimes that have been committed in town in the name of heroin. It's easy for me to see how a person will sacrifice their freedom, their life, and the safety of others for a four-hour fix. No one is rich in the drug market. Some people will sell the drug just to have money to use it. All of the money they make goes back into heroin. The best description of the afflicted is this quote by William Burroughs. The junk merchant doesn't sell his product to the consumer. He sells the consumer to his product. He does not improve and simplify his merchandise. He degrades and simplifies the client. You see, my life used to be a huge obsession over acquiring and using one substance, a drug that would have killed me. Now I'm clean. Each day, I step towards changing my reason for being, back to things people ought to live for.